Blog Talk Radio.
Dawn of light lying between the silence and soul sources, chased amid fusions of wonder, in moments hardly seen forgotten, colored in pastures of chance dancing leaves, cast spells of challenge, amused by the feeling thought, we fled from the sea. Dawn of thought transgressing moments of faith and the searching depth of feeling, cardinals of time provoking memories, disjointed but with purpose, craving penetrations offered links with the self and structures sharp and tender love has knitted to the air a picture of despair.
Thank you.
remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music everywhere.
Dreamed of.
the coldest day of my life. Thought there was no other, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
The cold, coldest day of my life. I had to run for cover, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The cold.
coming out of the mainstream. Good evening and welcome to another edition of our Music Therapy Mainstream here at Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, and DJ Honeycomb. And as always, it is good to be with you. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw proudly produced by all of us here at BASMNewsroom.com, home of the assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. And all the good stuff, the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, right here and now, at www.basmnewsroom.com. Shout out to all the members of the Brother Man Network, sending out some healing energy to our colleague, Cheryl Jones, and to our sister, Celeste Walden Kelly, that they get through the next days to come with the proper balance, be able to handle what is next to come. With me, my brother Gary Norris Gray, coming into the fray. What's going on, G?
If you guys don't believe in global warming, you guys are blind as a bat.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. What's going on where you are weather-wise?
It's raining cats and dogs out here.
I know. Even the cats and the dogs are complaining. Yes. But you know, you're right. We've been talking about this on and off for like at least 3 months. And the extremes that are happening, you know, there's no other way to say it, but something else is going on that somebody doesn't want to explain or somebody doesn't want to accept that explanation. I mean, we heard of snow in Hawaii, for fuck's sakes, you know?
Yep.
That's crazy. Exactly. I mean, I was there in 96 and 97. The last thing you're thinking about is snow. You know, you see, even after it rains, you know, you see the rainbow, but you don't see no snowball. You know, it's like, are you kidding? And how are they equipped to handle that snow? That's another story. I mean, that's a two-drink conversation by itself.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Tornado Alley, the old Tornado Alley,
in
Oklahoma, and, you know, the old Tornado Alley in Kansas, Nebraska?
Yep.
Well, guess what? It's moved to east. Now it's in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and that means population areas.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you, G. And whatever they had to do back in the day to adjust to that, they're not doing it now. And that's the problem. You know, they're slow to catch up. We've been talking about this stuff for at least 2 years now because of how the summer is changing the weather where I live. So I know it's affecting everywhere else. So it's just another thing to be concerned about. And Another aspect of understanding that, you know, we're really helpless when it comes to Mother Nature. When she says go, we go.
we had no choice. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, no, that's no joke, really. I am concerned about what will happen next. But, you know, as far as what happens next, we already know Anchorage, Alaska, and Antarctica had record temperatures last year. Even in Antarctica, it was 90 degrees. Come on, you know, we're not thinking that. We're thinking polar bears and woolly mammoths and stuff like that. You know, permanent ice. Something is going to hell on. And if DeSantis in Florida or any of these other jokers who keep trying to push this narrative want to keep running their mouth, you know, it's going to hit that in the face.
We know what we can and can't. We know that driving cars, see, this is America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Europe and Asia, they get in the trains,
yep,
and they get buses. Americans drive their cars. Raises the temperature. Why are you driving your cars?
Well, we know why. You know, we're making money, and they don't care about the overall damage long term. So we'll see what happens. But we're looking at really right now an obvious thing that a lot of folks just don't want to accept. And that's really the bottom line in all of that. But meanwhile, what you got going on music-wise for us, my man?
Well, I'm going to wait until after the New Year so I can get my collection back together again.
All right. That sounds like that.
Our annual Martin Luther King Day, as I usually start.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go on with the Love Fest in February.
There you go.
And then the girl, the ladies' names. You know, that'll be the first three music boxes in January and February.
I actually like that format. I like that show. It's always fun. Ladies' names and songs and stuff because if you were dating a girl and she had the name of somebody in a song, it was like, okay, that makes it easier. But, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them out there from A to Z. So I love when you break all that stuff down. Anyway.
When you find a song that's missing,
I'm going to see if I can find one for Missy. I'm serious. I'm gonna look real hard. Maybe that'll get me out of the doghouse. The lady Missy won't be chasing me with the soap. But anyway, having said that, as we get to the end of the month, we have the New Year's Eve dance party, which we'll always have. And, of course, you're going to sneak some funk in and begin the funk wars. And they will probably last throughout December into January. And then, of course, Valentine's Day, the Beg Fest begins as everybody gets on their knees. And, you know, everybody that's on their knees ain't begging, if you know what I'm saying. But they will be putting their work.
That's right.
And we'll let the brothers just take care of business. Drop them drawers, damn it. Yes, and bring out the good stuff. All right, so look, any last words before I go back to work here?
Now, y'all know there's a new variant out there, a new variant that you need to wash your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And get that booster shot. Not fool around.
Yes. And after you've done it. Yes, and in between doing all of that, make sure you wash your ass. Nobody wants those stank ass around them. Don't want nothing smelling like wild onions and ass gravy going all around you and stuff like that, like pig pen. You see the dirt coming off of them like a cloud. No, you don't want that stuff. Wash your ass and wear a mask. We're applicable. Now that we stop being bad, it's time to go back to work. Everybody, if you're out there working or traveling, please, we want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. We will speak to you Tuesday as the Blueberry Tea Set gets back to work as well. So Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Be down with it. But for now, kick back and relax. All of us here at the tree. Cheers.
Thank you. To the one I love. But all you think about what your so-called friends might say. If you married a woman with a ready-made family, you know. You better move on.
If you don't go home, heard you left your
got to get away to find yourself. Now, lady, can't you tell? It's written all over my face. My days and nights would be a living hell
if you go away.
So think about the misery
that you're gonna put me through.
Just
Y'all. But we'll be back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern with the Hump Day Special. While we're here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Good night.